To everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Time to be born and time to die. Time to plant, time to pull up what is planted. Time to kill and time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Time to weep and a time to laugh. We are thankful, O Lord, for the times of our lives as we think this morning of time. We're grateful for the extra hour of sleep that we enjoyed last week, but we confess that as this week has gone on, what we've noticed is not that we are more rested, but that outdoor activities at this time of the year are about done by dinner time. Time. Halloween's already done, fall festivals this week, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Even Christmas is only 6 Sundays away. Time does fly. And then we remember in whose hands all time is held. We consider the power of the one who made the sun stand still for Joshua and think how insignificant we must be in such a divine plan. But then we take comfort in the knowledge that even the hairs of our heads are numbered. How much more then are our days upon the earth, our time, Lord? We're thankful for childhood and the joys of discovery, for adolescence and the pleasure of learning, for maturity and the responsibility of living what we have learned, and for old age and the wisdom only years can impart. Forgive us, O God, for not passing on the lessons that we have learned of your love. As we think of time, we remember the words of the Apostle Paul, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Convict us, O God, when we say we don't have time to share of ourselves with those who are lonely and depressed, those who are ill, and could use an encouraging word, with those who are burdened down by the sin in their lives and need to hear the old story of Jesus and his love. We are thankful, Lord, for those who have made the time through the years, faithful parents and grandparents, dedicated teachers and preachers who shared the faith with us. We're thankful for the years of spiritual growth and enrichment they have brought us, and we ask special blessings on them for their stewardship. We're thankful for the leaders of this congregation and the time they spend in seeing that the work of the church is accomplished and the good news of the gospel can be spread abroad. We're thankful for so many of the members of this congregation and the time they set aside for your service. Help us now, O God, as we take this time for worship. Teach us to use wisely the time you have given us. Bless as we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying,